We're up to Tomer Dvora, the 13th attribute. And with this, we're going to really end the first section of Tomer Dvora. So, Rav Moshe Kordoviro says, the 13th attribute is Mimei Kedem, from way back when. Harei zo midah sheyesh laKadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael. This is a trait, an attribute, with which God behaves with the Jewish people. Kshetama zchut avot v'chayotzeh. When the merits of our forefathers and similar things are up, when we've used them up, ma yase, what can God do? V'arehem mitzad atzmam enam agunim. When God looks at them, they are not fitting. K'tiv, so the verse says, Zechalti lachesed neuraich, ahavat kelulotaich. I remember for thee the acts of kindness you did in your youth, the love of the time that we were young and newlyweds. Mamash zocher HaKadosh Baruch Hu yamim kadmonim. Hashem really remembers the earlier days. Ahava shehaya mikodem, the love that had been in the past. Umurachem al Yisrael, and has compassion over the Jews. There was once a rabbi who said he advised couples to always carry around in their wallet a picture of their spouse when they were 3 years old. Cute picture of a three-year-old. Said, can't be upset at a three-year-old. So if you see a picture of your spouse when they're three, when they're little, so then at times when things are rough, that'll remind you of the purity, the beauty of the spouse. So Hashem says about the Jewish people, Hashem says that when times are rough, so to speak, well, we're not living up to our end of the deal, and we can't hang on to the merits of our forefathers. So then Hashem says, I'll remember the past. I'll remember the acts you did in your youth. And by virtue of that, God has mercy over us. And with this, God remembers for the Jewish people all the mitzvot that they've done from the time they were born. And all the good actions they did, and all the good traits that Hashem guides His world with. And from all of them, Hashem makes, so to speak, a special thing, a special amulet, that by which merit Hashem has compassion over us. And this trait, in essence, really encompasses all of the traits. So, I don't know what he means by that, but he says he explained it in the Idra. Kacha Adam, so too man, yitakenan hagato im bnei Adam. He has to fix the way he deals with other men. Shafilu shelo imtza ta'ana me'elo haniskarot. Even if he doesn't have a claim from the claims that we've mentioned, Yomar, he should say to himself, Kvar hayu sha kodem shelo chatu. There was once a time when they didn't do me any wrong. V'arei ota sha, and now we'll treat it like that time. O v'yamim kadmonim hayu ksherim, or way back when they were really kosher people. One of the things that I marvel at when I look at my kids is I think, look, every guy you meet on the street was once a sweet three-year-old. Every guy in the street was once this little sweet, pudgy or not pudgy, clean or filthy, but he was once a sweet little kid. So when we look at people, we should be able to think to ourselves, well, once upon a time, they were really fine people. And if we knew them then, that's even better. And a person should try to remember the good that they did in their youth. And he should remember the love of the young sapling when it nurses, the love that a parent has for a child when he is just after nursing. And if a person really approaches people this way, then he won't find a person that isn't fitting for us to do good unto him, to pray for his well-being, and to have compassion over him. So sometimes, and this is where we've reached, sometimes you have a person where you can't see good with him. You can't apply the other things that he said earlier. And then he says, then what you can apply is you could think about, wait a second. There was a time when he was also okay. There was a time when he was also good. And be it the time that I knew him or the time when he was a baby, we can all go back to the roots of things, and say, okay, at his essence, at his core, at his beginning, he was a good person. And as such, we can try and develop the good eye that's within us. Much of what we've been learning is developing a ayin tova, a good eye. Much of what's going to define how we view the world depends on our eye. Those of you who take time to go on the internet, so there's a fascinating, I read about it, I didn't see it myself, but there's a fascinating piece of research being done by Harvard. They've had thousands of people access the site, and what they do is they prep you with certain words, and then they show you, they flash pictures at you. And depending on what words they've prepped you with, you're going to see the pictures differently. For example, they'll show you for a flash, very like a millisecond, a picture of a wrench and a picture of a gun. And now you have to define a gun and a wrench. And what they found is that if a person saw a picture of a black person before they saw both pictures, then they'll quickly say about the wrench, it's a gun. And if they see a person that's dressed and looks like upper middle class white, then they'll get the wrench right. They'll look at the wrench and they'll say, oh, that's a wrench. And they show that they basically this research shows how deep down inside we're racists, whether we like it or not. As much as a person can externally say he isn't, there are still associations that a person develops, whether he likes it or not. It's a long thing that they have there. They try to tell you which words to associate. They tell you you can choose words to associate with different pictures, and people, whether they like it or not, end up associating negative words with black people. And this is even people who have worked for equality and worked against racism. Deep down inside, we all have certain associations that we can't help. Why am I saying this? Because a lot of how we look at someone depends on how we prep ourselves for looking at that person. Just like when a person sees the picture, if he's been prepped with violent words, he'll end up saying that the pictures are more violent. By the same token, when we prep ourselves and looking at someone, we can prep ourselves to look positively or negatively. And much of how we're going to view him is dependent on that. There's another piece of research that's fascinating. They took college students and they sat them down and they had them make sentences of random words. And after they made sentences of those random words, they sent them down the hall to hand in the paper. And they had it set up, they had it rigged, that the person who was supposed to accept the paper was busy with another student. So this other student is standing there and saying, yeah, but I don't understand. And they keep explaining it to them again and again and again. And this is all to get the one who's standing in line annoyed to see when he's going to break, when he's going to say, well, let me just go, and then when's he going to interrupt? And they found that when they prepped the students, when they made them make sentences of polite words, so the students would stand there and wait for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half hour, they wouldn't interrupt. And when they were given sentences to construct of rude words, so then the students would interrupt within a few minutes. And the students didn't know that this was the research that was being done. They volunteered to join the research, and they found that when we're prepped with words, so without our knowing it, our psyche changes. We can prep ourselves. We can also control our thoughts. What we're being taught throughout Tomel Dvoha is how to train ourselves to look at the other person positively, to train ourselves even when we feel like the other person has no merits, to treat him well, to look the other way, not to look the other way, but to look at other aspects of the person so that we can look at him positively. We can pray for his well-being, we can try to be good to him, even though from our perspective at first glance he doesn't deserve it. Yeah?
I think one is similar to the inyan of the Shemiki Yahweh earlier about the study. The language we use affects personality.
Yeah.
But also, as the
I think both. I mean, I think I agree with you that this is all good in advance. I mean, there were many times in my life where I davened Hashem should grant me an ayin tovah, to be able to look positively on people. I think it's something that we have to acquire. It's not easy. And for sure, part of it is prepping, but I think part of it is also learning to control things at that moment. What am I going to look at that moment? Ad kan igiyu yud gimel midot sheben yeh adam domel kono. Till here we've reached with the 13 attributes that a person with them can be similar to his creator. Shehen midot shel rachamim elyonot, they are the elevated traits of mercy. V'segulatan ki kmo sheyeh adam ineheg lemata, and they can affect that just as one behaves down below, ken yizkeh liftoach lo midah elyona milmala. By the same token, he'll merit to open the gates above, that these traits of mercy will be upon him from above. Mamash kvima sheitnahei kach mashpia milamana. Just as one behaves down below, he causes from above to be poured onto him. V'gorem shota amidat ayo ba'olam. And he causes that trait lights up in the world. V'lekach al yalizu me'enei ha-sechel yud-gimen midot elu. And therefore, one's mind should never lose sight of these 13 traits. V'apasuk lo yasuf mipiv, and this verse that refers to the 13 attributes should never leave his mouth. Kedei sheyelo lemazkeret, for this verse is a way of remembering these attributes. Kasho yavo lo maaseh sheyitzterch lishtamesh b'midah achat mehem, when comes a situation where he has to apply one of these attributes, yizkor v'yomar, he'll remember and he'll say, harei davar zeh taluy b'midah plonit. This thing here, my reaction is contingent on that attribute that I learned. And I don't want to leave that attribute. Because if I leave it, then I risk having that attribute disappear from the world. And I want that attribute in the world. I want God treating mankind with that attribute. And I too have to treat my fellow man with that attribute. So what we learned today was the 13th, the last of the attributes. And that is the ability to look to a person's past in order to view him positively, and that's what Hashem does for us. Hashem says, I remember the acts of kindness you did in your youth, and even though we don't have merits now, God is willing to consider us by light, using the light, using the virtue of our past. And so too we, when we treat our fellow men, should be able to look at their past, even if we have to go back to the time they were babies, to their youth, and view them positively in order to be compassionate upon them. And Rav Moshe Kodviro ended the 13 attributes with telling us that when we behave this way, then we merit that from heaven we'll be treated with the same kindness. And a person should try to maintain these 13 attributes. He should know them, and he should know the verse that alludes to them, so that when it comes time to apply them, he'll be able to remember that attribute and apply it in his day-to-day.